Josh, are we more afraid of labels today? When I think of being called, you're a racist or a bigot or a hater, I mean, nobody wants to be living in that camp. And it seems like people are quick to assign those kinds of terms to people who come out and say they're a Christian.
You know, I think that's been true for years.
Okay.
There's always a label, which to now is racism, and that's not all bad either. The country, we need to be aware. I'm a white fellow. I need to be so much more aware of what minorities go through. And I can't totally understand it, no matter how hard I try.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you. The thing with Trump right now and the NFL and all,
mm-hmm.
I concluded this last night. To Trump, it has absolutely nothing to do with racism. It has to do with respect for the flag and those who gave their lives for our freedom. To the NFL players, it has everything to do with racism.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and neither one seems to be smart enough to understand the other. And it's like two people in the room from two totally different worlds saying we're all talking about the same line. So, I mean, I don't know. I just want to be so much more sensitive to the racial issue, not just because I'm a Christian. But I try my hardest to understand it, and I still make mistakes with it.
Yeah, and I do too. And I feel the same way you do, Josh, trying to figure out, the whole NFL thing. And I was talking about it earlier this morning, and I've already gotten, feedback from a listener saying that, really what I heard was a one-sided white male point of view. And you don't know what it's like to grow up as a minority. It's a difficult situation.
Yeah, so see, to that person, that's a racial issue. To Trump,
mm-hmm.
and to many of the people who side with Trump, it has absolutely nothing to do with racism. It has to do with respect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like when the Pittsburgh Steelers all remained in the tunnel during the anthem, except for one man came out, stood there, and put his hand over his heart. He was a veteran. And he did not see it as a racial thing.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying it's not a racial thing. I'm not saying it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But I always said, try to understand your opponent, the person you disagree with, try to see it through their eyes. Try to see it through their feelings, their history, their emotions. And I got to tell you, when it comes to the racial history of the United States and everything, it's hard for me. But let me tell you, I'm trying my best.
How do we best engage in today's culture with skeptics?
Listen to them. Without being judgmental, without stepping in, without interrupting, listen to them. Listen to their story and respond with creative listening, like saying, well, when did that happen? Well, how did that affect you? What did you feel about that? Without coming in and saying, yeah, but you know the Bible says, but you know Jesus said that. No, just listen. And you know what I've learned over the years? When I listen to somebody else's story, I can't think of a time they wouldn't listen to my story.
Mm.
And it gave me the opportunity to share. And what I believe is share your story and then bring in the evidence, like evidence that demands a verdict. But this new book will give you confidence in sharing your story, and you won't be threatened by listening to someone else's story.
Listening to other people's stories. I think we're so quick to show up with a verse, and all of a sudden we're not listening, are we?
No, we're not.
Yeah.
And I think many people are ignorant about skepticism, atheism, and others because they haven't listened.
Mm-hmm.
You can read all the books you want, but until you sit there and listen on someone, it's just kind of like what we were talking about, the racial situation. I've read about every book out there to try to understand, but it's when I sit down and interact with a black brother or sister or non-brother or sister, whatever, I learn things and come to understand what it meant in the book. And I think through listening, you become a wise person, not only knowledgeable, but wise.